rock and roll.
Fighting to be free.
Fade that out sooner because we don't want to violate copyright. We get flagged occasionally for playing that song, and the Jews don't like it.
Yeah, those boys rock on, though.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. It's actually the Argus album is kind of Christian. There's a song about the Judgment Day, which is very good. And it's all about freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and being a warrior. That's what the name of that song is, Warrior. And it really encapsulates the spirit of the American Revolutionary, so that's why I like that song so much. But, folks, thanks for tuning in. This is Yahweh's Covenant People here on EuroFolkRadio.com. And we're going to pick it up on page 93 of Who is Esau Edom? By Charles Wiseman, and this book, of course, explains who and what the Jews are. Probably the most intensive study on this subject outside of two seed line identity. Okay, and so let's picking up on the bottom of page 93. Did we read? Go ahead.
Here's where we. We really need to back up one paragraph.
Okay.
Who is it that has been at the bottom of so many of the wars in Christendom throughout the centuries? Has it not been the international Jew? They are effective in inciting factions and wars. The very words of their own people profess this. For example, Rabbi Reichhorn, speaking at the funeral of Grand Rabbi Simeon ben Judah in 1869, stated, "Thanks to the terrible power of our international banks, we have forced the Christians into wars without number. Wars have a special value for Jews, since Christians massacre each other and make more room for us Jews."
Right.
Oh, lovely people.
Yeah.
Wars are the Jews' harvest. The Jew banks grow fat on Christian wars. Over the 100 million Christians have been swept off the face of the earth by wars, and the end is not yet.
Yes, and this was 1869.
And that's his quote from 1869.
Right.
And then to finish this paragraph, Jews foment wars to their hatred of the white people. For as one Jew said, the doctrine, quote unquote, of the Jew is not that of forgiveness, quote unquote, but is the doctrine of retaliation.
Yes,
quote
revenge.
Unquote.
Yes.
And that is Maurice Samuel, You Gentile, published by Harcourt Brace, 1924, page 30.
Yes.
The continued influence of Jewish vengeance on white civilization was also revealed by the Jew Marcus Eli Rabin, speaking to Christians in a series of articles in Century Magazine. And now we go into page 94. You can pick it up there, right?
Yeah. Well, let me just comment on the previous quote, which was stated in 1869. And that was right after the Civil War here in America, which we know was fomented by the House of Rothschild, with Jewish agents on both sides. We have Judah P. Benjamin being the handler of Jefferson Davis. And we have, I'm trying to think of a banker's name, a Jewish banker who came over from London just to manipulate the North, August Belmont. So we have two Rothschild agents, one in charge of inciting the North and the other in charge of inciting the South. And that's how the Civil War was created by the Jews. Okay. I'm working on a book like that about this subject. And the working title of the book is The Uncivil War. and I hope to finish
Oh
that
boy, yeah.
by the end of this year. Okay, and even earlier than that, we know that the 30 Years' War was fomented by the Jews, who pitted Roman Catholics against Protestants and profited from it too. So wherever, and of course, the Napoleonic Wars, where the House of Rothschild began to profit immensely. And even the American Revolution, because we see that the House of Rothschild hired mercenaries, German mercenaries, to make war against the American colonists. And of course, the whole British Empire was controlled
Didn't
by
they hire the Hessians?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
The Hessian German mercenaries called the Hessians. A lot of them actually defected to our side and remained here in America. And because that means they're good people.
Yeah.
You refuse to fight for the Rothschild. So here we see, I mean, war after war after war being incited by the Jews for the purpose of exterminating the white race. The only problem has been for
And
them.
To make money.
And to make money, yes. Yeah, the more easily to control us by. And the only problem is we've been making more white people than they can kill. Right? But that has changed.
We need
changed.
To do more of that.
Yeah.
Eliminate this abortion business.
That's right. It has changed in these modern times where the Jews get more sophisticated in killing off white people. White genocide is at the peak of its efficiency, as you mentioned, with abortion, with wars, totally unnecessary wars, with anti-white propaganda. We have more white men, not necessarily white women, but white men committing suicide than ever because of all this.
A lot of our soldiers.
Yes.
With injections. The injections and the mind programming.
Right. So this war against the white race by the Jews has been ongoing, folks, ongoing. All right, so let's continue on page 94. With the dominion attained, Edom now had the means to wreak revenge.
No, you missed the start at the top, that you have not begun.
Oh, okay. I thought we got that quote. Okay. You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We are intruders. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom of not merely of the latest great world war, namely World War I, but of nearly all your wars and revolutions in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life. We are still doing it. No one can tell how long we shall go on doing it. Who knows what great and glorious destiny might have been yours if we had left you alone? Indeed. Okay, that was Century Magazine, volume 115, number 3, January 1928. And who was the author of that? Was that is there an author given here? Okay, I guess, yeah, Marcus Eli Ravitch in Century Magazine. Okay, with the dominion attained, Edom now had the means to wreak revenge upon those he hated and who could threaten that dominion, Israel or the white nations. After World War I in 1918, Count Mensdorf, the Jewish Austrian ambassador to England, said, quote, Israel, by which he meant the Jews, and we never mean the Jews by Israel we mean the Caucasian people, okay,
correct.
Israel won the war. We made it, thrived on it, profited from it. It was our supreme revenge on Christianity. Now, this is an interesting statement because the German nation, for 100 years previous to World War I, had treated the Jews within Germany with the utmost kindness and consideration, actually bending.
Well, they are rabid people, and they bite the hand that feeds.
That's right. That's right.
You can't be nice to them.
No, you can't.
They'll turn and rend you.
Right. With the mighty power, yes, with the mighty power of the banks they control and the strings attached to government leaders they hold, the Jews have repeatedly plunged the white nations into wars at will. This has been true ever since the dominion of the Jews materialized in the late 1600s, as one Jew writes. It was the Jews who first permitted kings to maintain costly armies of mercenaries. In Spain, it was largely the part of Jewish finance that allowed the king to defeat the Arabs. Okay, well, of course, then that worked both ways, didn't it? Once the Arabs were defeated, then the people turned against the Jews shortly thereafter because they knew that the Jews were playing both sides. And yet again, another
war. History is going to repeat itself again, Eli, because people are turning against them worldwide now.
Yes. Yes, and this
their actions have been so terrible and so blatant, and they brag on it like they do here. They think we're stupid. We read. We do history. We research.
Yes. Yes.
And all the sites, like Eurofolk Radio, there's a ton of truther sites out there. They can't shut them all down.
They just can't.
It's too big now.
Yes, too big. And you know, I would say this statement is true as far as it goes. However, the major dominion, the Jews took dominion over Israel in 1815 with the beginning of the French Revolution and the Napoleonic Wars, when the House of Rothschild emerged as the absolute dictators of Europe. Okay? So this was one step in Spain, but it was in the Napoleonic Wars, and then the Council on, the Congress of Vienna, where the Jews co-opted that Congress and attempted to establish their first one-world government, okay? And they made several attempts to establish that and finally succeeded with the United Nations, okay? So all of these things
go ahead. What they did, even with Napoleon, he freed them.
Yes.
Let them out of the ghettos. And didn't they finance a lot of the English against him as well?
That's right. Yeah,
they financed both sides.
Yes. Actually, a lot of people assume that it was the British government that financed Wellington's army. That's not true.
No.
It was Nathan Rothschild and a consortium of bankers that financed Wellington against Napoleon. So we can see it was the Jews, and not Britain.
When we war against our own people, whites against whites, they are then supposedly allies of the winner.
Yes.
And they get to go under the defeated nation and gut it.
That's right.
And then while they're doing that and making their profit, they're fomenting wars against their former allies.
Right.
In different countries. And people only see the nationality, not the racial demographics or mixed racial demographics, I should say. That's working against them. They're working both sides against the middle.
Yes. And they've been gutting white America ever since the 1950s, when they established the integration of the schools and even more the establishment of the welfare state, by which they use other nations to invade us, and they use free trade, GATT, NAFTA, and all these other international agreements to put us white people out of work and gut and disenfranchise us from our own nation.
They have truly stepped up this invasion.
Yes, they sure have.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Yeah. Obama especially has ratcheted up the alien invasion while he's been president. So we hope that Donald Trump puts an end to this.
Hopefully.
Okay. Yes. The script God wrote for this planet has assigned to the character Esau Edom the role of destroyer and adversary of Jacob Israel, as revealed by the prophet Joel. Edom shall be a desolate wilderness for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in the land. And this is not just one land, folks. This is not just ancient Israel or Palestine. This is all over the world. The Jews have shed our blood all over the world.
Wherever we are found in number.
Yes.
The seed of Cain, of the serpent, will follow us in our dust.
Yes.
And strike at our heel.
Yes. Another quote. This is from Maurice Samuel, "You Gentiles. In everything we are destroyers. We Jews, we the destroyers, will remain the destroyers forever. Nothing that you will do will meet our needs and demands. We will forever destroy because we need a world of our own." Which is kind of saying they can't live with anybody else. They have to have total dominion.
World of their own.
Yeah, right.
Not a country. World.
That's
Remember that, folks.
Yes, yeah. And they don't have a nation of their own. Palestine is not their country, but they do have world dominion through artificial creation such as the United Nations. which is in fact a non-governmental institution because none of those people there are elected. They presume to speak for nations, but they're actually hired by the Rothschilds to go through the motions of being a representative body, and they're not, absolutely not representative of the nations, you know, that you have the placards in front of the representatives. They do not represent that nation. They were simply put there by the Rothschilds to pretend to be representatives.
Well, that's why all the race mixing.
Yes.
Okay. They hide, masquerading as the indigenous people of a nation. Pick a nation.
Yeah.
There's many. They sneak in and say, oh, I am a French. I am France. From France.
Right, yeah.
Well, they're no more French than I am.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're
Jews. I'm a Scotch German.
right. Next quotation. I'm just going to go through the quotations here from Professor F.A. Ossendowski, the 19th century and after. Is it surprising that Judaism should become the fermenting and destructive element in countries which have always despised and persecuted it? That peculiar, well, they haven't persecuted it. We've only been defending ourselves. But doesn't it say in the Old Testament that you are much despised to Esau Edom?
Oh, yeah.
That peculiar facility for intrigue, stratagem, conspiracies, and that patient, almost uncanny waiting for the hour of never-failing revenge are all characteristics of the chosen people, namely the Jews. And Dr. Oscar Levy, The World Significance of the Russian Revolution, in the preface. There is scarcely an event in modern Europe that cannot be traced back to the Jews. Take the Great War, World War I. The Jews have made this war. We Jews, who have posed as the saviors of the world, are today nothing else but the world's seducers, its destroyers, its incendiaries, its executioners. We have finally succeeded in landing you in a new hell. That's Dr. Oscar Levy, and I couldn't said it myself better.
Okay. Seducers.
Right, seducers.
Like the serpent in the garden.
And executioners. Now, isn't that what happened in Bolshevik Russia? They seduced white liberals into becoming communists, and then they executed all of them.
How many did they execute after World War II?
Yes, many. The total executed in Russia by the Jews is upwards of 100 million folks.
The German prisoners of war, whom I'm speaking of.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Eisenhower, the Swedish Jew.
Right.
Machine gunned I can't remember the number, but it was horrific.
I think it was 1.5 million, I think it was, after the war.
Just shot him.
Yes. After the war.
You don't hear that in your history books.
No, absolutely not.
No.
No, the Jews edit and publish those history books. That's why you don't hear these things. And then he quotes from the Talmud, showing the evil of the Jews. Thou shalt surely kill him, the Gentile. Thou shalt surely smite him with stones that he die. Abodah Zarah 4b. For murder, whether of a goy or a Jew by a goy, punishment is incurred. But murder of a goy by a Jew, there is no punishment. Christians, informers, and apostates may be cast into a pit and need not be rescued. Okay, well, this is that even before a trial, right?
What trial?
Yeah, exactly, the trial of the Talmud. A goy who studies the law deserves death. It is certain that Jews' captivity will last until the princes of the Gentiles are destroyed. They've already done that. Even the best of the goyim should be killed, Abodah Zarah 26b, Tosafoth. The Christian birth rate must be diminished materially, Zohar 2. Of course, we're seeing that being brought to reality today. Take the life of the Gentile and kill them, and you will please God the same as one who offers incense to him. Sefer Israel 117b. Jews are innocent of murder if intent was to kill a Christian. So Christians are fair game. That's Makkoth 7b.
Disciples, and what goes around comes around.
That's right.
Jubal.
The disciples of Christ are tried in court and executed. And that's happening in our own courts because the Jews have taken over our legal system. Okay. We're going to jump over to the next heading. Edom's motive to kill Israel. Just as with any villain or murderer in a player's story, there is a motive or reason why Esau Edom has been trying to kill Jacob Israel for all these generations. He says years, but it's generations. When we look at the scenes and events in the script, we will find some underlying motives why the Edomite Jews want to kill and destroy the Christian Israelite people. One, since Esau had lost both his birthright and blessings to Jacob, which gave Jacob dominion and prosperity in the world, Esau has had a perpetual desire to take revenge against Jacob. No doubt about that. And this is really one of the most important themes of the Holy Scriptures, folks. If you don't know this, what I'm going to get ready to call him Pastor Wiseman. Wiseman just said here, this is, in a nutshell, the hatred, the enmity between Esau and Jacob. And unfortunately, Jacob, for the most part, is unaware of this enmity, this intense hatred that the Jews have for us. Next bullet point. Jacob Israel's birthright and blessings include a status of dominion in the earth with God as their head. This dominion conflicts with the Edomite Jews' plan of a one-world dominion. Absolutely. Next bullet point. If Esau could have killed Jacob as he originally planned, Genesis 27:41, then as the only surviving heir, Esau would have regained the birthright. Similarly, if Esau would have died when he still had the birthright would have fallen to Jacob as the next oldest son, or only survivor, son of Isaac. Next bullet point. The Edomites, who are composed of Esau mixed with Canaanite people, also contain a significant intermixture of the Judahites from Judea and the Babylonian captivity. There are also Israelites who married into the Edomites. These offspring of the from the Adamic race had a right to the birthright, but now as mongrels can never again claim the heritage and thus lament over their hopeless fate. Absolutely right on the money. I mean, wow. I think in the past I've only heard two seedliners make such statements. Okay. But that is right on the money.
Okay. Deuteronomy 23:2.
Okay.
Shall not come a Mamzer, 4464 in your concordance, into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. And yes. 4464, Mamzer is a mixed breed or a mongrel.
That's correct.
That is a commandment from Yahweh to Israel.
Yeah, right.
Deal with it, Peter.
Right. Yes.
Call him a liar.
Heading. Edom's treachery against Israel. Edom's desire for revenge against Jacob was revealed by Edom's desire to see Jerusalem destroyed when Israel possessed it, as revealed by the writer of Psalms. Remember, O Yahweh, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, raise it. That's R-A-Z-E. Raise it, even to the foundation thereof. The word raise means to tear down completely, level to the ground, demolish. When Jacob Israel was at its zenith in terms of national status and prosperity, Esau Edom desired to see its capital city destroyed. This philosophy was revealed in the Jew Adam Weishaupt, whose basic Illuminati creed was, destroy civilization, whatever is wrong. This concept paved the way for the Illuminati Jews to organize the bloody and destructive French Revolution. Okay, this
kill more white people.
Yeah, just keep killing white people. That is the Jewish tactic of the day and has not changed, folks. Not changed at all. In the Bible, the Edomites, who were fewer in number than Israel, had not the ability or might to take out their revenge against Israel and Judah until they were weakened, that being Israel and Judah, were weakened by a civil war between them, 734 B.C. Judah had suffered the loss of 120,000 men in one day, 2 Chronicles 28:6. Now, this was from what I can tell, when I was doing the Old Testament with Stock Trader Dan, the Jews did not foment this war. This was something that the Judahites and Israelites, the house of Judah, house of Israel, had brought upon themselves. Okay, but what we see, even when we bring these catastrophes upon ourselves, the Jews are always there to pick up the pieces, right? As we see...
They're like vultures.
They're vultures, exactly. Yeah, just like in the Civil War, the Jewish carpetbaggers descended upon the South to exploit Reconstruction, right? And General Grant even issued an order expelling Jewish carpetbaggers from the Southern theater. So folks, our people have been aware of Jewish skullduggery and treachery against us throughout history. It's only in this modern era, when the Jews have gotten total control of education and media and entertainment and government and other sources of information, that Judeo-Christians today believe otherwise. Okay? This is not always true. This is actually, this idea that we believe that the Jews are Israel or God's chosen people is actually a very recent phenomenon. It's only about 100 years old, and it was planted in the minds of Christians by the Schofield Reference Bible, yeah, which the Zionists admit was composed in order to soften up the Israelites, or true Israelites, Christians, that is, to the idea of Zionism. Okay? And that's what happened. And they used Schofield, who was a womanizer. He abandoned his family. He was very well paid by the Rothschilds to write that annotated version of the Bible. And he never gave a dime to his wife and children. So that's the kind of Christian he was, folks. All right?
He would have been a TV star today.
Yeah, that's right. The violence of Edom upon Judah was condemned by God, and this is Obadiah. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. Listen closely, folks. Thou shalt be cut off forever. And this is held up in the New Testament, the tares, the parable of the wheat and tares. The Jews are the tares, and they shall be gathered and burnt. They will not survive. Pastor Steve, there's this rumor running about from the Judeo-Christian camp that one day the Jews will convert to Christianity and therefore be saved. Do you think there's any possibility of that?
I have done three shows so far listing all the hatred of Edom by Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yahweh in Malachi says, I am Yahweh, I change not.
Yes, amen.
It says so in the New Testament. It is how does it describe Esau? The vial.
Right. A vessel fit for destruction is what the expression
just,
Paul uses.
They have not changed. Well, Yahweh has not changed. Their modus operandi of their crimes has not changed, and Yahweh has not changed. You may be able to fool some white people with your barrage of lies, your media.
Yes.
But you can't fool Yahweh.
Yes.
You can kill us, but you can't kill Yahweh.
Yes. So we see...
This all goes back to the war in heaven.
Yes.
The devil can't hurt Yahweh directly. So he has to hurt his chosen children. That's us. Mm-hmm. That's why this is an extension of the war in heaven. That's Lucifer has never stopped. Well, when Yeshua comes back, he's going to be stopped.
Yes. So. Yes. That'll be the end of Jewry. I mean, the complete total end of Jewry. Not one Jew will be left
be
alive.
They'll be killed pretty much on the first day.
Yeah. By Yahshua and his angels / messengers, nothing. No Jew's going to be able to do anything
with
about that.
With flaming fire.
With flaming fire.
I loved it when David James put that fire audio track together.
Right.
Holy, what's that sound? Oh no!
Fire!
Fire!
You're going to burn. Right. Fire. That's a great tune. We need to apply it correctly to the Jews for whom it was intended, okay? Yep. And then, so we see, there's numerous examples. I'll just read this next paragraph here. And again, in Ezekiel chapters 35 and 36, Edom is denounced for its actions in helping Israel's enemies in the final overthrow of Jerusalem. where Edom had shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity. Edom acted with great vengeance in their treacherous plan to invade Israel's land, to burn and pillage it, and to destroy and kill the remnant of God's people that were left in Jerusalem. The cruelties of Edom are denounced by Isaiah and Joel, and virtually every other prophet denounces the Edomites. Okay. And then Yahshua himself, I think it's the end of Matthew chapter 23, where he accuses the Jews, that is the Pharisees, who created the religion called Judaism, of being guilty of all the innocent blood from Abel down to Zechariah. All right? So here is your Old Testament evidence that throughout history, the Canaanites, because the Jews are the original, and Kenites, the Jews are the original Kenites, the descendants of Cain, and who intermarried with Canaan, so they became known as Canaanites, and Canaan became their leader.
Well, they mixed so much that the Cainy disappeared.
Right.
As a distinct people.
As a distinct tribe,
and they are all mixed in with all these, and then they had the Khazars, which were mixed blood. They had some of the Hittite blood in them. They were Hittites.
Yes.
And they became the Ashkenazi branch of Jewry,
right,
which by far predominates. But they are of that Hittite seed line, which Esau married into. And they have a virulent hatred for white Christians.
Right, right. Yeah, he goes on in modern terms. In February 1945, when the war was practically over, the city of Dresden was repeatedly bombed and destroyed to satisfy the hate and revenge of the Jews.
Firebombing.
Dresden was the culture center of Germany and not a military or industrial target. Over 250,000 men, women, and children were slaughtered by orders of the Jew-controlled Churchill and Roosevelt, and both of those we know were actually have Jewish blood. The persecution.
Rosenfeld.
Yeah, Rosenfeld and Jenny Jerome, the Jewess, the New York Jewess, who was Churchill's mother. The persecution and destruction of white Christian people by Jews is not a recent thing, but reaches far back into history, all the way back to Cain, right, when Cain slew Abel. Writing in the April 1920 issue of the Hebrew Christian Alliance Quarterly, Reverend M. Malbert stated, quote, "I am going to show that real religious persecution is uniquely Jewish. In the time of Justinian in the 6th century, the Jews massacred Christians in Caesarea and destroyed their churches. When Stephanus, the governor, attempted to defend the Christians, the Jews fell on him and slew him. In 608, the Jews of Antioch fell upon their Christian neighbors and killed them with fire and the sword. About 614, the Persians advanced upon Palestine, and the Jews, after joining their standard, massacred the Christians and destroyed their churches. 90,000 Christians perished in Jerusalem alone." You know, and of course, these episodes are never mentioned in your Jewstream press or your Jewstream history books. All you ever hear about is the Jews being persecuted by Christians.
Oh, the Holocaust!
Yeah, right?
The Holocaust! Oh,
yes.
My suffering!
Yes. And then he goes on, Russia as a nation had been populated and ruled by white Russians since about 900 AD.
They're called Bielorussians.
Belarus, yes. These hardy settlers, being of Germanic and Scandinavian descent, set about to establish a dynasty rich in art and culture. An economic climate developed in which Russia prospered and became the breadbasket of Europe, which white people have always been. Our nations have always been the breadbasket of the world. And that
we feed them. We feed them now.
That's right. That's right. We produce the food and the Jews steal it from us. And then they take our jobs. Okay.
Oh, we will sell you wholesale.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, into sex slavery, into slavery. All right, I'm going to move down to abortion and ritual murder. We need to mention some other acts of revenge that have been perpetrated by Jews to bring about the revengeful death and destruction of the white Christian people. One such act is the practice of abortion, which conforms quite well with the Jewish ritual of child sacrifice to idols such as Molech. The Talmud recognized such an atrocity as normal. Giving one's seed to Molech is not idolatry, says the Talmud, in Sanhedrin 64a. It bears noting, Pastor Steve, that Herod, and everybody knows that Herod was a Jew and not a Judahite, who took over Palestine with the help of the Roman army against true Judah, had in his town of Caesarea, had all kinds of statues to other gods. So he was definitely not a worshiper of Yahweh. Okay. This is related to us by Josephus, the Judahite historian, and others. Molech was a god of the Canaanites and Babylonians, and Babylon is the bedrock of the Jewish Talmud and Jewish tradition. This deity was the center of child sacrifice, as the abortion mills are today. The Talmud teaches that the extermination of Christians is a necessary sacrifice, Zohar 2:43a. It is not surprising to find that the majority of abortion clinics are run by Jews or have Jewish doctors in them and Jewish feminists. Nor is it surprising that Jews are the promoters of abortion, as a majority of Jews favor the right of women to have abortions. Worldwide, it is estimated that over 35 million white children have been sacrificed by the Jewish instituted and promoted plan of abortion. No doubt. No doubt about this at all. The Jews have long been pressuring legislatures and courts to legalize abortion. In America, this was achieved by judicial usurpation over the rights of the states when the Jew, Justice Blackmun, speaking for the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973, claimed to make abortions legal. The opinion of Blackmun was based in part on the medical ethics and standards of another Jew, Dr. Edelstein. Okay, so here, this is another race war abortion, folks. If you've been hearing what we're saying, abortion is part of the Edomite war against the white race. It's a race war, folks. And you, if you're white, and especially if you're white and Christian, are the main target of the Jews. They intend to exterminate you. And because, praise Yahweh for the Second Amendment, that the Jews have not yet been able to do this, but it is every intention. They have every intention to do to America what they did to Bolshevik Russia, which was a bloodbath.
They're working on it overtime, folks.
Yes, they are. They're working on it. Abortion has become an overt means of child sacrifice, which Jews have instituted under their de facto law. A more covert means of child sacrifice has been by their infamous ritual murders, which Jews have been accused throughout the ages. In this practice, the blood of the sacrificed Gentile child is mixed with flour to make the unleavened bread eaten at Passover. For a history and expose on this subject, see Jewish Ritual Murder by Arnold S. Leese, 1938. And Arnold Leese was a great defender of the white race and exposer of the Jews. And this, again, this the Jews call it blood libel. And they claim that all of these accusations are false, but there are numerous accounts of trials where Jews have been brought to trial for ritual sacrifice of white children. Okay. And he mentions a few here in this caption. Cases against Jews for murdering Christian children to obtain blood for their Purim or Passover ritual have existed for 2,000 years. Here is an illustration of Simon of Trent blood ritual of 1475, which led to the extermination of the Jewish community in Trent. Simon, what they call a pogrom. Simon was venerated as a martyr until 1965, when suspended by order of the Vatican. The shrine can still be seen in St. Peter's Church in Trent, Italy, along with the relics and sacrificial knife which the Jews used to kill the child. Okay, again, here, the Jews, with their absolute power over politics and the press, have been able to suppress everything that is critical of the Jews. I mean, everything, Pastor Steve. You're not even allowed.
I saw the post on the internet where all the rabbis, just a huge list of sex perversion conditions.
Right? Yes.
And that has been taken down time after time after time by the people that rule the internet. They won't let that post go up.
Yes.
It's Google won't They just
Yeah. Well, actually.
they are censoring the internet.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Everybody was up in arms. Oh, they're going to censor the internet. They're not gonna.
They're doing it.
They are. They're doing it and have been doing it.
That's right. That's right.
Anything that is really an expose or unfavorable, yeah, they have been killing.
But white nationalists and politically savvy and Jew-savvy people are constantly putting these things back up so fast.
Yeah,
that the
they
Jews
repost,
can't,
man.
yeah,
Yeah.
repost. Yeah. And so we're, you know, because we have now citizen journalism where we are the journalists and the Jews are now in great, how should I put it, damage control. And, you know, at Eurofolk Radio, I've been posting a lot of items about Jewish child sacrifice in the modern era, Jewish sex slavery, Jewish pedophilia, et cetera, which is actually very common in all Jewish communities, especially the Orthodox Hasidic Jewish community, where they
like
molest
it mentioned
them.
Here.
Yes, right. So what we've seen here is even among themselves, Jews commit these atrocities against their own children, against their
well,
own
they're
children.
Rabid, they're rabid people.
Yes.
They have rabies of
yes.
the brain.
Right, rabies of the
and
brain.
And they are the Jews media, the controlled Jews media, is in full panic mode because we and the alternative media
yes.
are kicking their butt.
Yes.
And people are tuning in and turning on and kicking them out.
Right, right. Yeah, and so.
And they're in full
right.
panic mode, folks. I love it.
Turn on, tune in, kick out.
Yeah, well, it was dropout back in the hippie
right,
days.
I know.
We're not dropping out. We're
no.
dropping bombs.
Yeah, we're dropping. Yeah,
info bomb.
Yeah, drop kicking the Jews. That's what we're doing, folks.
Yeah.
Yes. And one perfect example is when I tried to post that item. First of all, it's very difficult to get professionally done items on Jewish pedophilia. Okay, very, very few. They're usually done by rednecks in the South, right? But I did find a couple of really
now,
good
Now, don't
ones.
Pick on us rednecks
yeah.
down here. You
right.
watch it.
Yeah, right.
I know where you live.
Yeah, right. Well, you're welcome here anytime, bro. But yeah, we see that when I went down to Google Chrome to find images of rabbis molesting their children.
I wouldn't let you.
It said no such images exist. What?
Yeah.
No such images exist. I know I've seen them, you know, because I also posted the Mohel sucking the blood of the freshly circumcised penis in an earlier post on Eurofolk Radio. Okay, so I know it's out there. But I tried three times, and Google Chrome simply would not allow me to go there. So I had to go to Internet Explorer, and it opened up right away. Okay? So on any given day, you may have to try several, what do you call it, servers. Several search engines to get what you're looking for because the Jews, Pastor Steve, the Jews have got to be running scared because there's so much information.
Oh, they're full panic mode.
Yeah.
Full panic mode. And the scareder they get, the stupider they get.
That's
and
right.
They make more and more mistakes.
Right.
And I love it.
Yes. Yes. We're seeing them like the Keystone Cops, the Keystone Kikes, right?
Well, what happened with Hillary?
Oh, yeah.
She started losing, and if anybody would ever counter her during a speech, she went absolutely apoplectic.
Mm-hmm.
She almost had a stroke.
Right. Yeah, she's worse than Obama's. Everything was scripted
she,
for
oh,
her.
Man,
yeah.
she makes yeah. Obama look like a putty
yeah.
cat.
And she's not a very good liar at all. I mean, whenever she's caught in a lie, she
well,
just...
Well, she has dead eyes. She smiles.
Right? Yeah. She just
you can
wanders...
Tell anybody that knows how to read facial expression.
Right.
She just is blatant.
Yes.
She's a she-devil.
Well, that's right. There's no doubt that she's a she-devil. She's demon-possessed. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So let's continue here. Interracial marriage. Another mode used to destroy the white race has been through interracial marriages, and that's in full bloom today. God prohibited
oh, yeah.
the Israel people from intermarrying with other races, Deuteronomy 7, 1 through 3. The subversive Jewish goal and strategy to destroy the white race by interracial marriage was revealed in a speech by Rabbi Emanuel Rabinovich, which was delivered before the Emergency Council of European Rabbis in Budapest, Hungary, January 12, 1952. And this was definitely in the period of the Hungarian Revolution against the Soviets, which, of course, the Soviets are Jews. The Soviet Union was totally run by Jews. Even under Stalin, it was totally run by Jews. And even Stalin had Jewish blood. So then the white Christian Hungarians, they did everything they could to fight off the Jew beast in their midst. And I remember, and in fact, Pastor George Udvari, I did an interview with him where he said that under Eisenhower, he was president at the time, Radio Free Europe promised support, military support to the Hungarian freedom fighters should they attack the Russian military. Well, that was a setup because they attacked the Russian military and no backup ever arrived. So they were stabbed in the back by Dwight Jew Eisenhower, Ike the Kike. Okay? This is what they do to us, folks. I mean, the record of Jewish treachery, bloodletting, terror, torture is never ending. It's never ending, and it's not going to end until Yahshua returns. Because the Pastor Steve, I wish I could say it would end sooner, but the vast majority of Judeo-Christian white people are just totally asleep on this issue and have no idea.
It's a total shame.
They're being led to the slaughter by the Jews yet again.
Well, they will kill us all the day long and think they do God a service.
That's right. So,
and I'm talking about the white people, our own people.
Yeah, that's right. That verse was about white people killing other white people because the Jews have brainwashed them to the extent that Judeo-Christians want to kill white nationalists and identity people. They hate us. They hate us with a passion, sometimes even more than the Jews hate us, because the Jews know it's all a game. They know it's all rigged, and it's just a strategy.
Well, down south of here, I spoke out publicly against the King James Bible having all the errors in it.
Right.
And they shot at me.
Wow. You mean real bullets?
They're crazy about that stuff.
Yeah, right.
You got a demon. You're going to hell. The King James Bible is a literal word of gold. Right. It has no air.
No, stop making fun of rednecks.
Well, I am a redneck. Yeah, right. I can pick on my own people.
Right.
I'm an educated redneck, which makes me even more dangerous.
That's right. I know that for sure. All right, so here's what Rabbi Emanuel Rabinovich said. Remember, this is during the midst of the Hungarian uprising, which was not supported by Eisenhower stabbing the Hungarians in the back. Greetings, my children. You have been called here to recapitulate the principal steps of our new program, which is, of course, communism. The goal for which we have striven so concertedly for 3,000 years is at last within our reach, and because its fulfillment is so apparent, it behooves us to increase our efforts and our caution tenfold, which they have done. Within 5 years, this program will achieve its objective, the Third World War, which will surpass in destruction all previous contests. Now, okay, we had just had World War I, World War II, and the Korean War, and so he must have been talking about the Vietnam War, which they hoped would spread worldwide, okay? But that didn't happen. So there's
their financial empire is fizzling right now.
Right, right. But they're still working on it. They haven't given up hope yet, right?
Well, they're going to engineer that thing over the Middle East. That's their next goal.
Well, they want America to invade Russia. They want yet another war between whites, okay? It's obvious the Jews are behind the anti-Russia rhetoric, okay? And it's obvious that the Jews orchestrated the overthrow of the Ukraine. Okay? So with NATO, the UN, all of these Jewish-controlled organizations are systematically anti-white, and if you don't believe that, just look at all of the immigration war that's going on in Europe right now. Okay? That is patently obvious. So let's finish this quote. So it behooves us to increase our efforts and our caution tenfold. Within 5 years, this program will achieve its objective, the Third World War, which will surpass in destruction all previous contests. And I think we could actually say that all of the ongoing wars in the Middle East, focused primarily in the Middle East, but also in South Africa, and wherever Jews operate, you see that there's violent struggles being fomented against white people everywhere, okay? And, of course, the Muslim invasion of white nations is part of it. This war will end for all time our struggle against the white race. We will openly reveal our identity with the races of Asia and Africa. I can state with assurance, actually they haven't done that, they still claim to be white. I can state with assurance that the last generation of white children is now being born. Our control commissions will, in the interest of peace and wiping out interracial tensions, forbid the whites to mate with whites. The white women must cohabit with members of the dark races and the white men with black women. Thus, the white race will disappear, for mixing the dark with the white will be the end of the white man, and our most dangerous enemy will become only a memory. We Jews will embark upon an era of 10,000 years of peace and plenty, the Pax Judaica, and our race will rule undisputed over the earth. Our superior intelligence will easily enable us to retain mastery over a world of dark peoples. And that's absolutely true. That's why they have to eliminate the white race, because they know we have the intelligence to see through their charades. Okay? And that's why they must eliminate the white race. This is why Kudenhove Galergi, communism, Israel Cohen, all of these men have made similar statements that the white race must be, and even recently, who was the Harvard University professor, Kondratieff, I think his name is, Professor Kondratieff says the white race must be eliminated. So we have Jews consistently calling for the extermination of the white race, yet not a word is promoted in the Jew-controlled press about these threats.
They wouldn't dare.
Yes. Oh, no.
Because most of them are Jews or Jew-controlled.
Right. Yes, right. And then we have a few minutes left. Let me just jump over to Israel Cohen because it fits right in here. We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them into the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. And of course, this has led to a lot of suicides of white men. Yes. We will aid the Negroes.
Has the light bulb come on yet, folks?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America and, of course, the white race to our cause. So, I mean, Wiseman has put together a selection of quotations from Jewish sources that is really incredible.
This last was written in 1912.
Uh-huh, right.
They plan for the future.
Yes. Oh, yes, they do. And it was read into the Congressional Record in June 7th, 1957. Now, we had, in the 1950s and the 1940s, we still had patriotic congressmen and senators going to Washington.
And Klansmen,
yes. But World War II and the baby boomer generation became gradually more and more materialistic and less Christian, and the Jews were able to infiltrate the Klan and white nationalist groups to the point where you have more Jews running these Klan and white nationalist groups than actual white men, okay?
Yep.
So this is what they did, and this was their strategy to infiltrate the white nationalist movement right after World War II, and this began during World War II, as a matter of fact. Okay, so let's continue. It has been a tactic of the Jews to incite the colored races against whites. The Jews promote equality for blacks and other minorities, but deep down care nothing about their welfare. Their aim is the equalization of races so that the dominion and sovereignty of the white race will be destroyed. Further, miscegenation will eventually produce one mongrelized race, making the Jewish goal of a one-world order possible. As Rabbi Abraham L. Feinberg had stated, if anything, the law should encourage, not forbid, the intermingling of bloods. But legislation cannot change the human heart. The only way we can accomplish that, the only way we can achieve a final solution, interesting choice of words, to racial prejudice is to create a melange of races so universal that no one can preen himself on his racial purity, certainly the Jews can't, or practice the barbarism to safeguard. The deliberate encouragement of interracial marriages is the only way to hasten this process, and you see that going on in media all the time, and it may be that time is growing short. The dominance of our world has begun to shift like cargo in a listing vessel from the white races to the colored. The sooner we adjust to this fact, the better it will be for our children. I'm sure he's talking about Jewish children. For we might well acknowledge, even the most enlightened of us, that we will never completely eliminate racial prejudice until we eliminate separate races, unquote. Wow. Yep. Wow. And that's McLean's magazine, September 5th, 1967. So it's not like there is a shortage of this material in the mainstream press. McLean's is a big...
And they brag on it. They shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why the resurgence of white nationalism,
yes,
white racism, even out of those that are white liberals, when they get in with the blacks, they see how despicable they are.
Yeah, right.
And they shift gears and come back over to the other side.
Right, right. So we need to encourage that, and that will be very likely, more and more likely as time goes on.
There's a common saying in the prison system. If you are not a racist when you come in, you will be
when you get
by
out.
The time you leave.
Yes, right. Yes. Because it's very... how should I put it, oppressive, especially against whites in the prison system.
1 minute, guy.
Yes, okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play the fade-out music. Thanks for listening, folks. Thank you, Pastor Steve. And we will not be overthrown. We are warriors, and the Jew will bite the dust. Thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh. Pass the ammunition.
Shalom aleichem.